Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Sunstripes by a Cat Podcast. Do you all remember Scruffy Scratch? Today I'm joined with him again.
Hi.
But now he's a dog.
Woof, woof.
Woof. But he doesn't have a name. Wait, yes you do.
Yeah, Wiki.
Yeah, he's Wiki now because I don't know anything about survivor dogs and I don't know.
I'm going to be reading it so that I can fill him in.
Yeah, and so I don't know how they're named, so you can just be Wiki.
Let's go.
Yeah. All right. Oh, yeah, 1K special. Let's go. Finally reached 1,000 plays. I'm happy. Thank you all so much. Yeah. Happy. Do say something happy.
Because I'm happy with it.
It's you.
I don't know the words.
Neither do I. I'm going to put that song on. Hang on. I see, while I'm doing that, you can say random happy stuff into the camera, go.
My name is Sunstripe. I started a podcast about kitty cats.
I think this is it. Nope, that's not it.
You're very stupid at times.
Hey, I said lyrics. How did, what are the lyrics for the song?
Because I'm happy coming along if you feel. It's just called Happy, though.
Oh, yeah, this one.
I don't like this song at all. I like Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Happy song.
We skip it to the part where it says I'm happy.
When's that part? He's doing the skipping song.
Here we go. I'm looking here very confused and uncomfortable.
You feel like happiness for you. Do, 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 do. If you feel that happiness for you. Do,
bow, bow. My head hurts now.
If you feel like... Alright, that's enough happy songs. Get out of here. Alright, what were you doing? Oh yeah, happy. Yeah, right. What's your name? Oh yeah, Wiki has never, ever, ever read any of the Warrior Cat books.
I'm reading the first one.
Oh yeah, well, I gave him my first one to read, but he's only up to, like, the part... He's not even up to the part where Firepaw becomes Firepaw yet, so...
He's dead rusty.
Yeah, he's still rusty, so...
He's rusty at being a cat.
Your jokes are rusty.
Your face is rusty.
Okay, your personal. Okay, never mind. Stop. Let's stop burning each other about rustiness. All right. Anyway, and ever since he's basically been telling me random theories about what's going to happen in the future of the books at random points when I'm not listening. So instead.
Hey, you said you were listening.
Shut up.
And he's been telling me about the Warrior Cat book, so my theories aren't just so stupid.
Yeah. For example, he said a sheep could talk to a cat.
No, I said that could be in a future book. Like a very future one.
Okay, I mean, I guess there's a badge that can speak cats. So.
Yeah! And it's a girl and its name is Moon.
No, it's not Moon, it's Midnight.
Well, I got... Not,
I've told you about that so many times. All right. Anyway, I thought I'd make you guys listen to him instead because it's better for you to listen to him than me. So I'm not bored, but you are. You're welcome.
I'm both hurt and depressed at the same time.
All right, start your theories. There's 15.
There's not 15.
There's a lot. I don't know. I wasn't listening, so I wouldn't know how many there are.
I don't know. Maybe because after... What was its name? Blue Star Person.
After she falls off the cliff.
Yeah, creepy, weird witch cat thing. When the doggies chased them and then weird blue-faced dude kind of girl snopped one, the alpha dude off the cliff, and then the other guys just jump after them because they're stupid doggos. Anyway, and then when the fire poor dude, if he has a final battle,
he's
with
not
the,
even fire poor at this point.
Fire heart poor, same thing.
Well, after Blue Star dies, he becomes Fire Star.
Fire Star?
Yeah.
So he's a star.
No, he's a leader.
So he has 9 lives.
Yeah.
I thought you said his name was Fire Heart.
Yeah, it is. And then when Blue Star dies, he was the deputy, which means he becomes the leader. And eventually he gets his 9 lives in the last
Anyway, then let's say the Fire Star is fighting whoever the big bad. What's his name? Skirridge.
Scourge. And there's Tiger Star as well.
Yeah, isn't Tiger Star
dead? Yeah. Scourge kills him at some point, but I'm still confused. I know that Scourge kills him.
Spoilers alert! Spoiler alert! I think it's too late for this now, but pretty much spoiler alert for the upcoming events will contain spoilers. There we go.
I'm going to do an entire episode saying this podcast is spoiler alerts, because I never remember to do spoiler alerts. But anyway, that's not what we're talking about now. So
and yet, somehow you have 1,000 people.
1,000 plays, and I'm very proud of that.
Don't you need to thank them?
I already have.
Thank them again.
Oh, wait, no, I think I thanked them in the blooper. Oh, yeah, I did.
Well, wait, say thank you!
I can't remember!
Either way, he's very grateful. He's managed.
I am very grateful.
Yes.
Yes.
And he wants every one of you to stay, even though he might be a mean person sometimes.
I'm not mean. You're mean.
Explain to me, then. Explain to me why I'm sad right now.
Because you're mean.
Because you're depressed?
Because you...
You're not depressed. No, because
I'm happy. Anyway, Jen fired me.
Wait, did you just say? Did you just say you're happy?
No.
Are you sure? No.
Yeah, I promise I didn't say it. I promise. I'm not happy anymore.
Good.
Anyway, fire dude. Fire
star.
And Scourge, whatever his name was.
Scourge.
Screwdriver. Anyway, okay, those two, if they have a big final fight, if they do, people, I'm saying if. What if fire?
The recording stopped. All right, continue. You were saying something about if people, if. All right, go.
Fire, poor dude, fights screwdriver.
That's Scourge, by the way.
I thought you said it was Scourge.
I don't know. How do you pronounce Scourge, Scourge, Screwdriver Man?
Either way, they could be fighting at a big mountain place because, remember, Blue Star knocked doggies off into
the gorge. That's not a mountain.
There's water. So yep, there's water. Dogs can swim better than thunder.
Can they, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dogs are pretty good swimmers. Better than cats.
I guess that's got to be true.
Anyway, what if they survived and Firepaw gets knocks over Screwdriver down the gorge or cliff, if they're somewhere, and then the dogs survived it and they come behind the Screwdriver dude and they corner him in the corner. And he's looking up at the mountain party, Squatchy, saying, "Help me, don't let me die, blah, 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 blah." And then Firepaw says, "No." And then he dies
it's
by the doggos.
Not Firepaw anymore.
Fire Star, dude. Get over it, people. And then like, the dogs kill
Screwdriver.
And then they're dead. I don't trust any of my friends. Dumb.
I just searched up the cause of death for Screwdriver Man, and it says he was killed by Fire Star, not dogs, so you're wrong.
That would be pretty cool if that
It happens. Would work. I guess it would work.
I want to see more dogs in the state.
But I feel like dogs wouldn't just go for Scourgey Man, they'd go for, like, all the cats.
Well, maybe they could attack, what do you call it? They could attack Fireheart. Wait, no, Star. Because remember, he was there when Blue Star person died. And, yeah, what if that happened?
Okay. So, yeah, you're wrong about that. I guess it would work. Oh, yeah, 6 out of 10 for that one.
Yeah, I got a 6.
Yeah, you got a 6. All right, tell us another one.
I don't know.
Oh, you had
there
so
could
many.
Be a, there could be a one where in the, one of the series parts, because maybe they were the two dogs that survived could have been boys and girls, and they could have made more doggos. and they could be roaming around the forest. And maybe in the second series, there could be two kitty pets that are naughty, naughty kitties. I mean, kitty, kits, not kitty pets. I get that wrong a lot. Yeah, sorry. Maybe the two kits could go like in the woods and go exploring without being supervised.
That has happened before.
And then maybe they get chased by a dog. Maybe a dog sitting there.
I don't think they'd get chased. That would be way too slow for the dog.
Well, they might get chased. They might run. Well, they'll run.
They'll try
and hide away from the doggo.
They'll get eaten, though. Almost 100%.
Yeah, and then they can say, this is how they died. Like, that could be sad.
I guess that could also happen. Like, but, I mean, it wouldn't have to be a kit. It could be any cat, really. Just out alone.
Yeah, dude.
Because that's, like, pretty much exactly what happened. Oh, my, it is. It's, like, exactly what happened in the first series when they found out about the big dog. So, basically, these two apprentices, are you listening?
Yeah.
Okay. They wanted, there was two of them, just like you said. Right, you said there were two kids, didn't you?
Yeah.
It's two apprentices, and they were, spoiler alert, they were angry because they didn't get to be made warriors, and they were like, we need to do something brave to prove that we can be made warriors, kind of thing. So they actually went out to Snake Rocks, which is where the first dog, the one dog that they thought there was, right?
Yeah.
They went out there, and after, I think, a few people found, Fireheart included, went out to find them again because they knew, because one of the other apprentices told them that where they'd gone. And one of those, there was two, right? There was Swiftpaw and there was Brightpaw. Swiftpaw died. Brightpaw, they thought was going to die, but survived. But they were attacked by the dogs, just like you said.
Yeah. I didn't even know about that.
I know. No, you definitely didn't know about that.
That's not sarcasm either, people.
No, it's not sarcasm.
I googled what the dogs look like. I don't know if it's true, but they might look like this.
A dog looks like a dog. They can't see that, you know.
No, but they could have described it. Did they describe it in the book what they look like?
They look like dogs.
Yeah, well.
Survivor dogs look like dogs, just like warrior cats look like cats.
What? Were they survivor dogs? Were they survivor dogs?
Oh, I don't really know how survivors work.
Maybe. What if in the survival books they show that happens in that book? Like, you get the point of view of them. Like, it's like it tells their side of it and what happens in the dog
world. I want to see. I mean, if in the warrior cat books they intercross with dogs, then in the survivor books they have to intercross with cats at some point.
There's also bears.
There's Seekers and there's Bravelands.
What's Bravelands?
Bravelands is like...
Isn't it a new one with the lion?
Yeah, and there's a lion cast out from its pride, an elephant that can read the bones of the dead.
I'll stick with the doggos and the kitty cats.
And a baboon rebelling against its destiny. That's what it said. That's what the book said. Like the
That seems too over the top. Don't like
it. It does seem very crazy, yeah. But then again, you've got warriors, which is pretty...
Yeah, but that's more simple. That's like the same animal.
Yeah, but like the rules and ways it lives takes.
It's basically the ancient Rome times, but with cats.
Yeah, but you can't. Yeah. Do one thing that really annoys me in the start of all the books, right? It's got like which cats belong to which clan. It's got like their leader and all that, and then at the end it has cats outside of clans, so like rogues and kitty pets. But it usually only counts the ones that are in the story, right? Or big part in the story.
Yeah.
And then there's Smudge, who is in the start of every single book, but he's only like a big part in, I think, the first or the second one. But he's in all of them. I'll show you. What are you doing?
Just making it flatter.
You've just grabbed my bookmark, okay?
I'm not taking it out.
Yeah, but what are you looking for in the book?
The stuff that you talk about.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'll show you.
Ooh, what's this? It's a duffel bag.
That's for my headphones.
I'm pretty sure it's a duffel bag.
Here.
The size of a kid. I'm a little
no,
kid.
No, it's not. Shut up. You're lying. Look,
why
look,
are
look.
There guns everywhere? No.
Okay, come here. Sit down.
There's a kid in a cage.
Stop making me seem like a pedophile. Okay. Just for your information, he said a bad word, but it was so quiet you couldn't hear it anyway. But yeah, Smudge is in every single part of the front series. Books. Every single part, you get the point. Share more of your theories with us, Mr. Ricky. Ricky!
Oh!
Ricky, stop looking at Survivor stuff and share your theories with us. Or is that all you had?
What else was there? Oh, there was this other one where I thought it would be a cool thing, like an animation, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe a part in the book where maybe like one of their friends gets caught in like a cat cage and then taken back home. And there's the...
I've never heard like, of a cat cage before. As in a two-legged cat. Like, what do you mean by a cat cage?
Like cages that you use to catch wild cats in.
I never knew they existed.
No, they do. Right, like, it's got like a thing. It's like a plight. Like, there's food at the very end of it, and they go in there, and they step on something, and the back cage closes, and they're in like a little barred caged box. Anyway. Say one of them gets cut. You're up. he's kind of farting, people.
I farted.
He gets caught in like one of them. And then like a two leg takes him back to you're right there, buddy. Gets taken back to the house.
Yeah.
Like to their house, and since it's out in the woods, they go over there. Like the friends of that cat go in there. And what they don't know is there's like dogs on leashes, like hooked up on chains, and they don't know that they're there, and they step over chains and stuff, and the dogs are sleeping, and then they step on a twig, and all the dogs like wake up, and they chase them around with the chains and stuff.
Oh yeah.
And it's like a big junkyard at the back, so they've got to hide through tubes and everything while the dogs try and kill them. And then the farmer guy could come out of his house and wonder what's going on, see the cats, try and shoot them, and then they end up like grabbing, they end up not being able to find their friend, and they end up running away, hiding, and yeah, they think that he's dead, but later on, that kitty cat could escape. Then, he could be alive!
So far, out of the tiniest bit that you've heard / read of Warriors, what is your favourite Warrior cat?
The one that... the guy who... The cat that... I have a Smudge.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Or the leader of the River Clan, I think it
Crooked
is.
Crooked Star.
Yeah, he's the one that I think it like because Tiger Claw was like fighting him, or like he was there, and all because they came to intrude their place, and they got one of the Thunder Clan cats.
Oh, and was Oak Hart there?
I don't know, but one of the cats had down this girl cat, like bit her and
had down Mouse Fur.
I think so.
Yeah, her mouse was getting, yeah.
But, like, and, like, bit her on the neck, and then she screamed, and then the tiger dude was, like, all angry and stuff. The cat that had down the mouse dude girl let her go. She ran off, and then I think they did something to Tiger Claw because he ended up getting blood on his face.
Oh, yeah, he fought another cat, I think. This is in, like, a prologue, yeah. This wasn't the battle where Redtail died.
No, but, and then, yeah. Like, the guy who owns River Clan. I like River Clan so far, because that's the only other clan I've heard about, is Thunder Clan.
Yeah.
Thunder Clan seems too...
Nothing can go right in Thunder Clan. There's nothing.
It seems that they're the main good guys and stuff. So that's why.
Yeah.
I don't really like main characters. They get too much dreader.
It should be like a different clan. Like there's like.
And River Clan seems tough. I know Shadow Clan. Cause I've heard that you and Stars
Echo Claw
have been talking about Shadow Clan, how bad they are. I've heard about Broken Star. I do like Broken Star or Tail. I like he looks cool. Like they show things, but he looked pretty cool. I like Broken Star. He a bit of a cool dude.
I think I'm pretty sure, unless I'm mistaken, there's 5 arcs of Warriors series, what's and the last one's kind of like a bonus. Like there's 4
arcs. There were Survivor bonuses there too.
Yeah.
I know more stuff about Survivors.
Hang on. I think each arc should be 4. Oh, wait, there's 5 clans. I think they should swap clans every arc. Like Thunder Clan, River Clan, Shadow Clan.
And what, show their own point of view from each clan?
Kind of, yeah. Like, because otherwise it's all about Thunder Clan.
Oh, yeah, guys. So Echo Claw and Sunstrike argued about something with River Clan.
Yeah.
Now, let's see what you guys think. Clan cats have webbed feet?
Pure River Clan cats, apparently.
Yeah, pure River Clan cats. Do they have web feet, people?
Oh, we're probably about to get interrupted. But we'll end it in a minute. I can't pull Q&A on my episodes because something's wrong with my anchor. I'm trying to get help and figure it out, but it might take a while.
One more thing about Survivors for people that don't know. Apparently, they're all a bunch of, I can't remember what it said, but they get separated from their owners because of an earthquake and they have to form a big pack.
Oh, yeah.
So...
I understand.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Might not even be anywhere near Light Warrior Cats. It might be a completely different...
Yeah.
Next episode that I'm in, I will tell you more about it.
Okay.
Unless it's not... My book isn't here yet, which is meant to be in a month.
But yeah, the only way you'll be able to answer the webbed feet question is if you send me an email, voice message, or that any other way you can contact me. Sadly, not through polls of Q or A. Q or A. And A. All right. Anyway. Goodbye. Thanks for 1,000 plays, and yeah, we'll see you next time. Adios.
Cheers, fellas.